Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks takes a break from the Nutcracker to create a piece of her own for January's Choreographers Showcase.
When it comes to choreographing, I've always been really nervous about ever trying it. I think because I'm very comfortable being on the other side of it, being on the dancer's side, having someone in front of the room telling me what choreography they want, what position they're taking with the piece, what direction they're going, and then trying to bring that feeling to life through their movement. And the only time I've choreographed was in college. I took a choreography class, but other than that, I've kind of stayed away from it. But I felt like this time, because I have the opportunity to work with such amazing dancers, I decided to push myself and try and choreograph. So for the Choreographer Showcase, I'm going to be doing a piece, and I'm really excited about it. I'm a little nervous because, again, I'm not used to having that role. I'm not used to standing in front of a room with dancers and telling them, you know, counts and movements that I've created. But the first rehearsal that I had for my piece, I was going in so nervous. I had a booklet full of notes. I had my music set. I remember I had a nightmare the night before that I forgot my music and everything went wrong. But when I went into the rehearsal room, all of the dancers, even though they're company members and I'm just a trainee, they treated me so well. They really treated me with respect.
Actors Theater of Louisville apprentice Samantha Beach is on backstage crew for A Christmas Carol.
The Christmas Carol has a huge revolve in the middle of the stage, so it revolves around, and it kind of has two main sides, and so every time it switches back, we change the furniture for the next scene that's coming up. But some of the moves are really tricky. Like, there's one time where the thing is revolving and it doesn't stop revolving, but when it gets to the back, we have to run on and take off a really long, like, banquet table, but it's still revolving. So the first time we did it, we nearly got eaten by the revolve. I have to set the sign on the wall, the sign that says Scrooge and Marley at the counting house, and it's really hard to set on the wall because it's just got these two little hooks. So some days I find them right away, and that's, like, really exciting, and then sometimes it takes me a really long time, and I barely get it in time for the next scene. There's another really tricky move that the set crew has to do during Silent Night, so it's really quiet, and they're ironically singing Silent Night while we're making a huge change backstage. So we're going on and off the revolve with all this heavy furniture, and we have to be really, really quiet. We're also wearing, the crew wears steel-toed shoes. If you're carrying something that's really, really heavy, you can set it on your foot and you won't feel a thing. And so I feel kind of, you know, impenetrable when I'm wearing them, but they also make you a klutz and really loud. And then the crew also wears what we call our sweet actions, which are jumpsuits, black jumpsuits from head to toe. We look kind of like a mechanic janitor mix, and they are really warm. Well, I get really hot when we're, you know, moving all this stuff. So, you know, there's a lot going on. You know, the bummer about crew is that you never get to see what the show actually looks like with all the tech elements. Like, so we got to see a full run of it in the rehearsal room, which was as fully realized as we would get to see it. I grew up with Christmas Carol, and I could, you know, I love the story. So although I am much more familiar with the Muppets version of A Christmas Carol than the stage version, so there's been some adjusting that I've had to do.
The Kentucky Opera's Brad Raymond will return in January. Aaron Keene, WFPL News.